I neglected to note the brightly decorated Patricia Murgatroyd as she emerged from the house next door. When she wasn't talking, she was an astoundingly silent person. "Johnny, yoo-hoo," she trumpeted. With her gossip-detecting third eye, she sensed me 50 yards away. I'd moved into the subdivision 3 months ago. I liked the big lots, and the houses were well back from the road. The dips and hills and uncommonly high number of trees increased the illusion of breathing space. Despite this, my privacy had become rather compromised of late. I mostly blamed the dead-end nature of the street and Patricia Murgatroyd. I smiled, my hand over my forehead to visor against the evening sun rays streaming from behind her. "Would you believe," she gasped, motoring toward me through the grass, "the deer haven't got my strawberries yet. I was going to make you a cobbler, dear, but I'm afraid I used them all for a batch of daiquiris instead. Would you like some? Strawberry daiquiri, I mean. I can bring it over. I know how you prefer your deck. And I'll bring glasses, too. I have some I don't think you've seen. They're from Spain, you know." She took a breath. "That man," she spat, looking behind me at Leroy McGuff's waterworks. "What's he up to now? It's a wonder she lets him out of the house looking like that. Besides which, it's indecent to use flowers that way." "Water them?" I queried, raising my eyeglasses to massage a temple. "Sell them, dear. He's in cahoots with that shady florist fellow down the road. The two of them have some sort of racket going on. Drug stuff, you know. I'm sure of it." She paused, heaving a breath and emanating a faint odor of stale rum and staler perfume. "I guess they can't all be as charming as you, Mr. Jepko. Daiquiris, then? I'll see you in 5. She beamed and turned tail, a svelte 60-year-old power walking back to her yard. Nobody ambushed like Patricia Murgatroyd.